ministry. As a result of our analysis, we have identified that in Turkmenistan has achieved progress in creating a more favorable set of circumstances for programs supporting families, mainly for children in conflict with the law and for children who have suffered from violence and cruel treatment, as well as those who live in alternative care circumstances. In order to ensure a high-quality system for protecting children, we have adopted a systemic approach to the child with an integrity-based holistic approach to the child and the family, including eradicating vulnerabilities of children and families to ensure that children remain in their families and for them to receive the appropriate level of care and assistance in those families. This approach has demonstrated the government's commitment to creating a favorable environment for children realizing their rights, including in the area of protection. New victims are to receive assistance, and the way that this happened has demonstrated our commitment to progress in this area. With support from UNICEF, Turkmenistan is working to develop a concept with a more comprehensive, holistic approach to allow all children's rights to be realized, whether they are victims, witnesses, whether they are facing accusations and allegations, whether they are participants of legal proceedings, or whether they are involved with fostering or adoption cases. As regards identifying crimes and infringement of rights of children, I'd like to note that in order to protect children from all forms of violence, including humiliation and other similar issues, all inspectors have specific territories which are set forth at police agencies. They are responsible for all minors in that territory, as well as all sporting and school establishments. In the field, they conduct local work intensively with the minors themselves and also with the staff of those school and other establishments in order to identify any allegations of infringements in the field. On the basis of reports of such cases or allegations, there are referrals made to law enforcement agencies if it is clear that there are violations or crimes committed. In other cases, administrative liability is invoked under existing legislation. As regards the reasons for violence in the country and tolerance for psychological and other forms of violence, I wonder whether you have information about mass cases of violence against children. It's highly unlikely that you have received any such reports. It cannot be excluded that there may be austere methods of education which are popular in many countries, and where law enforcement in Turkmenistan fights against such isolated cases in schools, but this does not equate to mass violence against children across the country. As regards access to justice, I'd like to note that the potential of the system for child protection and access to justice are being improved by enhancing the number and quality of social workers, ensuring training, including constant refresher training on how to conduct cases, including individual assessment and planning for families of children who need support. The tasks in this area have also been included of the inter-ministry plan of action developed with our ministry and with UNICEF, and which is compiled each year. As regards non-discrimination under the Turkmenistan law, the provisions on developing the appropriate conditions in the country, including legal aspects. This is a law under which the UNCRC has been implemented as much as possible, with a ban of all physical and psychological forms of violence against children. I don't want to dwell on the actual text of the law, but you can check that it does specifically prohibit all forms of violence discussed by the committee, including humiliation and discrimination, etc. In brief, that's all from me. Thank you. Thank you very much. For my part, I would also like to furnish you with certain information in response to the questions and recommendations.